Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And of course, I first want to just start with my thoughts and prayers are with all my friends in our community. Never did I think we were going to go through this again. And we just had, I think it was the sixth annual year of, of the shooting in Thousand Oaks. And the fire that we've already had, and of course, now we have the mountain fire. And, you know, I just have to say that we have to stick together, and that's really what our community does. And we're here for you, and we will get through this again. So I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is happiness. Happiness is not by chance, it's by choice. And I see so many people that have been interviewed and have lost their homes and lost things. We will get back there again. And so we have to just stay together. So I hope that this helps you start your day in a positive way. We've got the Great Junk Hunt coming up December 6th and December 7th. I've got tickets for that. I've got comedy. Comedy always helps with everything. And of course, if you are in business, I would love to have you be in the room on November 14th and December 11th in Thousand Oaks. So all you have to do with any of those is text me at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. And we'd love to get you there. I have some incredible guests today, and let's welcome them right now.
I am so excited. I have a new friend, and of course, I'm going to hear all about it. We've got Sanjay Rajak joining us. He is actually the host and so much more. That's what they say about me, too. You got like many hats in there. And of course, you for the upcoming TV show Recipe for Wellness. I love the name, first of all. And I'm so excited to hear more about it. So first of all, welcome. And I want to learn more about you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on your show. So, you know, I guess I could get started into where it started from, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So I was kind of a jack of all trades and a master of none for a very long time. So what happened was, coming out of college, I became a professional athlete for about 5 years. And then I retired at the ripe old age of about 26. And then I went into the medical field for a little while, meaning about 10 to 15 years after that.
Oh, not
and then
too
while I was doing,
right? Yeah.
Not too sure, long.
Okay,
right?
Whatever. Yeah.
And then while I was doing that, I started a nutrition fitness company because I came out of professional athletics with a lot of injuries. And I thought there was a better way to really maintain my health and wellness. And before I skip ahead, what people don't realize is that professional athletes, a lot of them don't live a very healthy lifestyle, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you are regimented, you've got these diets you have to follow for the season, whatever sport you may be doing. So on the outside, everything looks great. But on the inside, I developed a lot of food issues. So which I had to work through for many years. So I started this little company called Team No Excuses Fitness in 2011, training some people here and there to see what works. And then it started to really gain some really good traction. And right about that time, my kids were born in 2011, twins, boy and girl.
And we've got twins in our family too. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You too. And so what happened was I said to, you know, myself as a parent, I don't want them to go through what I went through because I dealt with a lot of childhood obesity, and I don't want them to have to fight an uphill battle and then work their way through it. So I said, why don't we start them off on the right foot right now? And so it created a bit of a war at home. At the time I was married, And my wife at the time told me, she goes, my mom's going to help us out. And I said, isn't that information really antiquated? Honestly, there's so much new information out there. Why don't we use that? So we went back and forth a little bit. And then she said to me one day, she looked at me, she goes, you know what? If you think you know better, why don't you just handle feeding and doing all that? And I looked at her and said, okay, I'll take over. And so I
Wow.
took over from there.
Okay.
And so what ended up happening was
She obviously wasn't nursing.
she was a physician assistant, so she was in the medical field too. But that being said, I had a lot of failures, but failures are just data points to get you better,
Failures are
right?
just following through to figure out what the real pro. Yep, I love it. Yep.
Exactly. And so what happened was, over time, they just became really good eaters, because I never believed in the thought process of picky eating. And I'll get to that a little bit down the road in this interview. But what happened was, I would take these kids out to dinner with friends and family, and I taught them how to eat only off of the adult menu, not the kids' menu.
Right.
And so people thought I was a magician. They said, how'd you get them to do that? The simplest answer I can give you is, as parents, we love our children, but what we do a lot of times is we say to ourselves, oh, they're not going to like this, so let me just give them something that they will eat it. I know they'll eat it. So what you've done is taken the adventure out of eating, and you've made them picky eaters because you're putting on all your insecurities onto them. Kids by nature are not insecure eaters. Kids by nature are not picky eaters. We don't come out of the wombs thinking to ourselves, I just hate broccoli. No, it doesn't work that way. We create these habits. And as parents, we do this subconsciously and think that it's the environment. No, it's us. They look to us. All these parents started asking me, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? How'd you do it? And I said, you know what? There's a book here. I started writing down my thoughts. And then fast forward to 2018, I finally got the book done.
And what
Basically
is
came
the name
out.
of your book?
Yeah, the name of the book is called The Food Talk, A Parent's Guide to Teaching Healthy Habits to Kids of All Ages.
I have four children, now five grandchildren, and one of
Yeah.
my daughter-in-laws is vegan. And so I'm
Oh,
sure
yeah.
that she's going to carry through that. You're absolutely right. We do not grow up saying, I don't like broccoli, or like you had said. So I love that.
The book came out. It didn't get a lot of acclaim at the time because I got it out there on my own. I didn't use a book coach. I didn't do anything like that. But what happened was, Discovery Channel got a hold of it. They flew us out to California, met me and my two children. They said, there's a show. And I actually never thought of that idea until they came to me with it. Really excited about it because Discovery owned Travel Channel, and Travel Channel was doing all the food, the lifestyle type of stuff at the time. We were putting pen to paper on contract, and they stopped the whole deal. And they said, we're going to go all paranormal. They killed everything. It was kind of being in limbo for a little while. But the good news was, is our director, Michael May, he and I have been friends for a very long time. And he said, I believe in this project, so I'm going to stick on with it. And we both did our own thing trying to get this thing off the ground. And then what ended up happening was, we got another bite of the apple when public TV got a hold of the book. They said, it's 2023. We are all coming out of COVID.
We
The
need
most
something
interesting
like
part of,
this.
yeah, the most interesting thing part of COVID is that when there's a global pandemic, the first line of defense is your personal health. That's the first line of defense,
I love it.
right?
I
And
love
so they
it.
said, this is the right time, the right messaging. So we changed the concept of the show, not about kids, but we changed it into adult travel, lifestyle, health, and wellness. So when we were filming the show, the interesting part about it was, we didn't want to be every other show out there. So we did
Right.
something very different. What we did was, we did storytelling. We met interesting people who were disrupting our thoughts about health and wellness, because we've heard everything, which is eat this, take that, take medication. We wanted to go a different direction. We want to talk about people who have credentials, who are legitimate in their field, but are giving us other options we haven't thought about.
Love
So
it.
we found all these people around the country. We actually went international. We were in Toronto in season one too. And we did some great interviews, but we did it through the lens of storytelling. And what we found is, when the network was looking at it, they said, this is really different, but the audience can relate to these stories in some way or fashion. We're not talking down to people. We're just going on a journey with them. And
Right.
so that's how the show was born.
Wonderful. I'm gonna Okay, perfect. So, wow, what an incredible, you did take a different avenue, and that is what's so excited about it. And so where are you at now? And of course, what do you see as the biggest health issue facing our world right now?
Yeah, to answer that question, what I see is misinformation is kind of the biggest issue we have right now. It's amazing to me. Having twins who are 13 years old, who are in eighth grade right now, about to enter high school, most of their information comes from social media, which I realize is just, it's crazy out there. It's just absolutely nuts out there in social media. I'm old school. I'm not a big social media guy, but I've had to learn to embrace it, being in the entertainment world now. And so that being said, I've watched some of these videos, which is some people say go on this crazy hot dog diet. Some people say go do this crazy diet, do this fruit detox. And what it comes down to is that we're creating a generation of kids that are being educated by people who really don't have any credentials. It's interesting. In my business, I've been personal trainer, nutritionist, martial arts teacher for a very long time. Most people think because you have a six pack, that means you're qualified to teach somebody how to be healthy. Right? So I deal with this all the time. And so I tell people, I said, great, if you can get a six pack, more power to you. However, most people are not looking for that. What we're looking for is, when you get into your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, I want to have enough energy to play with my kids, do my job to my best of my abilities, take trips every now and then. And so I want to take those steps where I'm not killing myself at the gym and I'm not spending 10 hours in the kitchen. Right. So our job was to simplify that mission.
I love it.
Right. So that's what we did, is we simplified the message and the mission. So it's applicable to when you're 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, on so forth, because you can do this. I do a lot of motivational speaking, and one of the things I talk about is limiting beliefs, which is we tell ourselves a story as to why we can't do something, and then we tell the story to ourselves over and over again till we actually believe it. And then somebody will come along and change our paradigm, and then we'll say to ourselves, "Oh my God, I've been telling myself this story this entire time, and the only person that's been holding me back is myself."
Myself, no question. Oh, I love where you're at. Okay, totally on same wires here. I love that. Let me ask you a question. So you've had all these incredible people sharing their story. What was the biggest surprise, I guess you would say, that you have learned or that you can share?
We went into this thing talking about physical health, nutritional health, food, lifestyle, travel, showing all the stuff. But what really struck out to me was that I wasn't taking care of my mental health, honestly, when I was doing this. We would do these episodes, and they're about 30-minute episodes, but we'd film all day, like 2 days in a location with my team. And being as the show host, I have to keep the energy up really, really high, right? It has to be always moving forward, getting the best out of the guests, getting the best out of myself. So I'm always driving the show forward, right? After the days of filming, I'd come home, I'd shut myself in and lock myself down with no phone calls for 3 days. I realized I was so mentally exhausted from doing it that I said, you know what? There's probably something here that maybe I'm not taking care of my mental health as much as I need to. So I started implementing self-care days for myself, because I'm kind of a workaholic trying to get this thing off the ground and making sure we're moving forward,
Right there
right?
with
I think
you.
we can all relate to that. Yeah, we can all relate
Absolutely. I'm sure all of our
to
listeners right now are going, And if we don't take
that. So
time right now, we won't be our best. We won't be filling anybody else's cup because you can't fill yours, or anybody else's if you're not full. So,
You just stole my quote just now. You just stole
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I came home, and I'd get I'm divorced now, so I'd get my kids every other week, and it's for 7 days. So when my kids came to me, I want to be at my best to give them my best. And they would see me come back from these episodes excited, but they said, "You were just worn out." I said, "Yeah, I don't know. It takes a lot out of you, right?" So I really started implementing self-care days for myself, implementing time where I just put away work. It's always going to be there, and just enjoying the moment and being present. I think that's really what's been really helpful for me,
I agree.
is
Yeah, I
past
love
is where
that.
depression lies, future is where anxiety we create. But if we're not in the moment and present, we will miss the great moments, honestly.
I love that. And Sanjay, so when you say be in the moment, what does that mean for you? And how do you shut down that monkey mind and that, that we all have it? Okay. My husband is probably like a little bit more laid back than I am. And I'm like, I could relate to you. Go, 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 go. Thinking of my next thing. I'm already like, and And I love it. I live on it and I love it, but I need to just shut myself down to rejuvenate and to do some, mind care. It is mind care. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
without sounding too existential, right? Without sounding too
exactly.
much like that way, what I
Yeah.
realized was that the more stress I put on myself to attract the things I wanted, the less they would come to me. I was creating all these roadblocks.
Right.
Now what I do is I let go. So I do my work week. There's always something to be done. Being an entrepreneur, you're always doing something. There's never a day without just sitting here and doing nothing. There's never a day like that, right? But what I realized was I need to let go at certain moments, like on a Saturday or Sunday. Like this last weekend, I said, you know what? I'm not going to take any calls on Saturday or Sunday. The kids and I, we went to a national park and we went hiking, went bike riding, stayed in nature, just had a
Oh,
great time. I didn't think about anything.
that's
Come
so.
back to my email inbox Monday morning. Everything I thought about that I wanted to accomplish showed up
There you go.
because I let go. I let go of my expectations of it, right? And so I think that's been the biggest epiphany for me is just always being mindful that if I'm getting too far forward, I'm like, okay, I'm creating roadblocks for myself. I just need to stay in the moment, stay present, and set my intention for the day. And so far, it's been a great journey.
That's wonderful, Sanjay. So Bill, so I guess I think the message here for our listeners, one is you have to be. And some of us, we put our mind out there so much that we're not just accepting where the next role is coming from, correct?
Oh,
And
yeah.
when we do that, the universe really takes care of us.
Yeah, it's like I tell the story of how the show came to be actually, which is interesting. So what happened is we didn't get any traction from 2018 all the way to 2023. We tried every avenue, nothing was clicking.
Right.
But something shifted in me, and that is when I realized that life is happening for me, not to me, that changed everything. And I said to myself, you know what? There's a reason why it didn't happen. It's not a failure. It means that we're being redirected to something better. And that's
Well,
exactly what happened.
yeah, and you wouldn't have been ready
Yeah, exactly.
at that time. And so trusting, just trusting timing, trusting life. Trusting yourself of how we feel. I talk about this all the time. You get stuck in traffic and you're like, oh, I'm supposed to be there. Well, I'm supposed to be right exactly where I am right now. And if we can
Yeah.
just honor that in everything we do, we'll succeed. So I love that.
Yeah.
I want to know about what's next on your show and what,
Yeah.
talk to us.
So we're in pre-production for season two. So season one has been delivered to the network. We're going through QC and then making little adjustments, but we're getting ready to launch. Season two, we're thinking much bigger now. So we're going to be international. We want our first episode to be an hour-long special in India because it's one of the meccas of holistic health and thinking outside the box in terms of traditional medicine that's grounded in science.
Right.
So we want to go there without giving too much away. We're looking at different countries around the world, different cities in the United States. And the beautiful part about this journey is that we're attracting other networks that want our show to be on their network. So we're kind of ahead of schedule, which has been fantastic. So we're working through those things. So we're going to be on different platforms. So we're working through so many different things right now, but it's all good. I'm super grateful for the whole thing. But season two is going to be amazing. So I think we're going to probably start filming in January as we go.
There you go. I love it. So you're getting ready right now to share what's going to happen out there. And how do our listeners find you? How do they be a part of this? And how do they get to watch this?
Yeah, so great question. So if they go to our website, myrecipeforwellness.com, you're going to see everything about the show. You'll see a trailer for the show. You'll meet our executive production team. And at the very bottom, you'll see all our social media handles. So just hit like, share, and subscribe. And we're posting videos every week about it. To see us, what's going to happen is that we're going to be on public television nationwide. And that's going to include PBS stations as well. And we're also going to have our own streaming channel. We're going to be the flagship show on our own streaming channel, which is going to come out in January. So We're expecting launch in the next 3 months. So it's just up to the affiliates when they want to put us out there, but we're already on the docket. We're on the schedule. We're just waiting to get the list of dates and times and where we'll be because every station around the country is a little bit different. But we're going to be ready to go. So anytime, like very, very soon. But I'm excited and we'll have a streaming channel there for our international audience as well.
I love it. I want to ask you one question. What is, it sounds like you have a world of wisdom yourself. What is the biggest thing that you've learned from this whole thing?
Wow. So there, I put this video up, honestly. I put this video up on social media. I was in New York City. We were filming episode, I think, 3 or 4. And we were in Chinatown. And we went to Chinatown to try some traditional Chinese food. So we went to a park, just sit down with me and the crew and just kind of talk. What I realized was that, I was limiting myself in the adventure of trying new things because I felt like, oh, it's got too much sugar. Oh, it's got too much fat in it. So I realized, hey, I'm traveling around the country. I'm a host. I need to try new things because everybody's experiencing the journey through me. So I was able to overcome my own issues with food while being on the show because I said, I'm going to try everything, enjoy it. And guess what? I'm not going to have a moment of regret.
There you go. I love that. I love that. So you definitely have a relationship with food, obviously, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favorite food?
So growing up, I grew up in Kansas City when I was
I was
younger.
just out
So
there. I was just out
yeah,
in
so
Kansas City.
oh, there you go. Yeah, so Kansas City barbecue is near and dear to my heart. I grew up with Indian food as well because I was originally born in India. So Indian food and Kansas City barbecue are my two go-tos. I absolutely love those two things. So that was my favorite. It shaped me in how I view food by living in a very meat-centric place, but growing up in a vegetarian household. So I got both worlds coming at me.
So where are you at now?
So I'm based in Orlando, Florida right now.
No.
So,
Well, food
oh, sorry.
wise.
Oh, food-wise. Okay. Food-wise, so I literally will eat anything and everything. There's
Okay.
nothing that I won't try.
So you still eat meat, and that's
I'll
still
eat
what,
meat.
and you still eat obviously veg.
Vegetarian. Yeah, I think there's a healthy balance in it. So I've developed an eating regimen for myself where I'm not dieting, number one. I'm not limiting myself, number two. I just do the things daily to keep me disciplined, which is work out, eat right. But when we go out to travel, we go to a new restaurant, I try everything.
Live life.
Yeah, there you go.
I love
That's
it.
right.
I love it. God, Sanjay Raja, this has been incredible. I can't wait. I hope that you come back. I hope we do more and we just keep really finding out more of what your journey is. And of course, I can't wait to tune into your show. If you could think of, because you have lots of topics when you think of recipes for wellness, okay. What was the one recipe that you would recommend?
So actual recipe we're talking, right?
Well, it could be a recipe for health or life, or you know what I mean? Or to live your best life. I mean, that's what my show is all about, living your best life. And
Yeah, so
there's a lot of ways to success.
you'll see on the show that I ask all of my guests, what's your recipe for wellness, right? So it's funny that you asked me that question. For me, it's be adventurous is number one. Number one. I live by the quote, be curious, not judgmental. That's number two.
Okay.
Right. And then the third thing is if you have the means or you don't have the means, find a way to travel because I consider myself a citizen of the world. You get different perspectives, you meet so many different people, different cultures. Who knows what you'll gravitate towards? But having traveled the world many times over, I've realized that it's a playground out there and there's so many amazing and interesting things out there. So if you can travel, travel. If you can find a way to do it, do it. You'll never regret it. Experience over stuff is always the better choice.
Love that. I love that. And I always say, don't leave any life on the table. So there
Yeah.
you go, right? I mean, do, there was a year that I said yes for the whole year. And then I was like, okay, yes, but not this week, or yes, but but yeah, live. You have to go and explore and be, and it sounds like you're doing an incredible job, and you're going to be such an example and an inspiration to your children. And so I know that I can tell that that's really important to you. Again, thank you so much. Give out your website one more time. And so our listeners.
Yeah, it's www.myrecipeforwellness.com, all one word. You'll find everything about us, video clips, all our social media is at the bottom. Sign up for the newsletter. And we just have so many exciting things coming out. So I can't wait to share it with everybody.
I love it. I love it. And download our podcast and share our show with everyone. And I look forward to having you back again.
My next guest has been on my show last week. He had an incredible story. But man, this guy's been busy, busy, busy. We're talking about DC Brown. And of course, his newest Up Cup Coffee with a K. And we're going to talk a little bit about all of the benefits and, of course, his story. So welcome. And DC, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. First of all, oh my gosh, I'm looking at your website, immune support, stress relief, improved focus, anti-aging, and the list goes on. Talk to us a little bit about this, and what is this coffee?
Okay, so as you know, I did a little stint in the federal prison system.
Yes.
Had the pleasure of meeting all kinds of different people coming through, including athletes and professional athletes, everybody you think of. But in all of my acquaintances with certain people, I asked, I delved into the stuff that they were taking, some of the additives and the stuff that's out there, the stuff that worked, the stuff that didn't work. And I'm a big health guy. So through years of research, I found a bunch of different stuff that when I got home, I wanted to take. So when I did get there, I started all of this stuff, and some of it just tastes terrible. So I started burying it into my morning coffee. I'd go to the sink in the morning. I'd put all the stuff in that I wanted to take, some Shilajit, some NADs, the anti-aging stuff, the lion's mane, the mushroom, all kinds of different things. And I'd mix it in the coffee, slam it at the sink, and then like a shot. And then I'd run to the bathroom and brush my teeth, and I'd be done for the day. So that
I thought you were going to say you were banned to the bathroom. I was like, uh-oh, it had that.
No, not like that.
Just kidding, but I had to say that because,
of course,
you know.
It was just basically to get the taste out of my mouth. Like the Shilajit, it's a tar. You put that on the back of your tongue at breakfast time, and you're still burping it up at dinner. But it's amazing. It's been around for 4,000 years. It enhances energy, supports cognitive function. It's antioxidants in there. It balances your metabolism for weight controls, all kinds of things that it does. So I definitely wanted to be part of my morning regimen. But like I said, it tastes terrible. So long story short, I was mixing it in the coffee and said, man, why don't we just make a mushroom coffee and add some of our other stuff in it? I was drinking the mushroom coffee anyway. And I said, let's add some of the other stuff in it. So I hired a team of chemists. Came up with Up Cup. Not only is it, it has the, like I said, the Shilajit, the NAD Plus, the Lion's Mane, and it's a brewed coffee. So it's a 100% Arabica bean, which basically means it's not a hybrid. It's considered the highest quality coffee bean out there. There's no blending with other beans, none of that. And I had our stuff added, the additives added to it, and we didn't quit until we could get it to taste great. So it's actually a cup of great tasting functional mushroom coffee. We're the only one on the market that actually does taste good. And we're only one of two that's a brewed mix. So it's it's pretty incredible.
That's incredible.
I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. I'm looking at your website. Okay. So there's one that has 30. Are they like bags, like tea bags, but coffee bags?
No, it's full size. It's just like a regular, like you buy from the grocers, just a brewed coffee. We did the 9 serving because here's what happened in the mushroom market. A lot of these mushroom coffees, or most of them, 99% of them, taste like you licked the back of a wet tree. Like none of them taste good. So the problem when I was first starting out, I bought all of these different brands, and I'd take one cup out of it and just couldn't And it's $34, $35, $39 a bag. So that's what one cup of coffee is costing me, because I'm not drinking the second cup just because it tastes so bad. So that's happened to, out of all the research that we did with my partners and I, that's the story with a lot of people. A lot of people have bought these coffees that are out there and just can't stomach the taste of them. They love what they do for them, but they just can't stomach the taste. So they sit on the pantry shelf until one of your friends come over and you can trick them into a bad cup of coffee. So that was our deal. I had a pantry full of this stuff, and it was $34 a wax. So I said, listen, we're not going to do that to people. We're going to do a little 9-serving bag and charge 10 or 11 bucks. I think it's $10.99 is what it's going to be on the site. Or I'm sorry, our MSRP is $11.99, and we're selling it on the site for $9.99. So it gives you 9 servings, 9 cups of coffee, or unless you like it a little stronger, 7, 8 cups. But it doesn't, if you don't like it, you haven't wasted $35.
There you go. Do most people like it? Is it a decent taste, or is it so different than the regular coffee?
No, it's actually a really good cup of coffee. And I'm not a big coffee drinker. Even while in prison, I was the guy that just mixed it at the sink with a hot tap water, mixed it, slammed it, brushed my teeth. I've never really been the coffee drinker. And I'm not going to say that I am now. I love the benefits of what we have here. But this, it actually does taste like a good cup of coffee. And several big shots, we'll call them, are only now serving that in their place of business, of cup. So it is what we say it is.
Well, I love that. So first of all, where do the mushrooms grow?
They're not on the back of the tree. There's farms of them that the lion's mane. Actually, this lion's mane actually grows in a tree. A lot of people don't know that. It's a mushroom that grows in a tree. In fact, there's a cool little article on the website, upcupcoffee.com, that talks about the lion's mane growing in the tree. They farm these things. They harvest them, and they sell them. It's become pretty popular thanks to TikTok and Instagrams and the Facebooks, all of these. Additives have become mainstream now. Like, everybody's talking about shilajit. Little do people know that shilajit's found in the Himalayas, and it's been around. They've used it in medicine 4,000 years. So it's been around for a long, long time. It's just now it's becoming mainstream. Like I said, people are seeing the true benefits of it and talking about it on all of the social media platforms. My favorite one is the NAD, though. The NAD has got it's an energy metabolism. It helps with the cognitive. It helps with your overall well-being, supports energy production, DNA repair, which is the healthy aging, anti-aging, again, cognitive function. It's just, I love the NAD. That was probably my favorite additive that I took when I came out, was definitely the NAD. Incredible stuff.
Yeah. And of course, you are into, health, obviously. And so there's so many benefits from this, right?
Correct.
How did you learn about lion's mane and all the different bioactive compounds?
Well, so and unfortunately, when you're in prison, you meet everybody. So lion's mane was actually brought to me by a doctor. There was a doctor inside for some Medicare fraud. But like I said, I've professional athletes, football players, basketball players, baseball players, politicians, billionaires, millionaires, drug lords, kingpins, bank robbers, doctors, lawyers, and everybody you can think of is in federal prison. So it's a wealth of knowledge. And I decided early on that I was going to do two things right, which I just had my book release on the first, a couple of days ago, Sniff.
Congratulations. We were talking about that last week, which is so cool.
It went incredible.
And really quick, share that for our listeners that might not, or might want to go back to next week and listen on my podcast.
Yeah, it was the release was on the first. It went off great. Getting crazy reviews. I look at some of the reviews and I can't believe that people are talking about the stuff that I wrote. If you go on Amazon, if you just search Sniff and go to the reviews on Amazon, it's incredible. These aren't paid. These aren't people I know. I came out of prison, didn't know anybody. So these are other authors and people that we've passed the ARC to. It's incredible looking at what happened.
I mean, you know, some people go to like their lake house and write a book and come up with all these ideas. No, you did it a little bit different, right?
I did it not by choice.
Not by choice.
Not by good advice, that's for sure. But yeah, prison was actually the best thing that ever happened to me. I didn't do what the government said I did. They have a way of fabricating and making the story fit, which is exactly what they did. I went from a 2-year plea. I fought them, and they threw the book at me. They offered me 2 years. I chose to fight them, chose to exercise my constitutional right, and they gave me 20. But they have 97%. Our government, who everybody knows what they're not capable of, somehow they have a 97% conviction rate. So that's telling you that the government is right 97% of the time. We know that's not the case. But they print their own money. They've won world wars. If they say you did something, it's not. It doesn't have to be the truth at all. It's an incredible, and until you're on the inside, you really don't. I wish I could say I was the only one like that, but that's not the case. That's not the case at all. It's incredible. We have the largest amount of incarceration in the entire world. So
unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But I could go on. We could do a 5-hour podcast.
So I want to ask you, with your coffee and, of course, your Up Cup K coffee, do you put creamer in it?
You can. I've tried it a couple of times with this oat milk. It's pretty good. I've done the vanilla. I actually did a hazelnut yesterday. I had an iced coffee yesterday. The two places of business and the one, I'll just give you an idea. The one is a $16 billion corporation. They only serve Up Cup inside the building. I don't want to say who and I don't want to put name, but it's they only serve our coffee. Devin Blaine out of the Blaine Group. It's exactly what we say it is. You'll feel it immediately. The energy, the focus, it's a...
So will it make you, hyper?
Anyway. No.
Or jittery? Because people, a lot of people like that strong coffee, but that's not what this is about, right?
Not at all. In fact, I'm one of those guys. More is better when it comes to coffee. I like that jittery feeling. You're not going to get that from Up Cup. It's smooth. It's because of the shilajit that's in there. It settles everything in your digestive system. You don't get the rush. You don't get the fall off. You don't get the jittery during it. You don't get the, when you drink caffeine, especially the way I was drinking it in prison, when I was just slamming 4 or 5 black cups of coffee a day, you get that almost like a dirty feeling, like your skin just, like that cold sweat all day long from the caffeine, too much caffeine. I fell in love with this coffee just because of that. I get the same kind of rush. Because of some of the additives in there without the jitters and without all that caffeine. It's actually, there's not near as much caffeine in there in the Up Cup as there is in a normal cup of coffee, but you'd never tell.
And you don't get that crash. Like at 3 o'clock, you're like, you need another cup of coffee.
No, actually, I just talked about how much coffee I slam. I only do 2 cups of coffee now. I just finished my first one for the day. I'll drink another one around 4. And that's it. Mm-hmm. I do 2 cups of coffee a day now. And I don't get that 2 o'clock lull. Everybody gets that. You get that afternoon where you're just, you're watching the clock for the end of the day and it's 2 o'clock. That's gone. I don't even drink my second cup of coffee until I'm done completely, until it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it really is exactly what I say it is. And that's why we knew it's going to be a success. And that's why we did the $9.99 trial size, because we know you're coming back.
Okay, give out your website so our listeners can definitely know where to get their coffee.
Sure. The coffee website is Up Cup, just like it sounds, Up Cup Coffee, coffee with a K, .com. So upcupcoffee.com, and you'll see everything there. The K cups will be on there in the next couple of days. Cups on 12 servings. Okay. We have everything.
Now, you talk about that it doesn't, you know how sometimes you get that really bad stomach ache after you drink a coffee that's really strong or whatever, that acid?
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, that dirty kind of almost man, why did I drink so much coffee? That kind of feeling, exactly what I'm talking about. You're just not going to have that. The stuff that's in this, that lion's mane, and especially the shilajit. it settles your insides. Like, you don't have that. You're just not going to have any of that. It's incredible. I can't explain it. I wish I knew. And it's a additive that's been around for 4,000 years. You would think that it could be better explained, but you really can't unless you try it. It's just it's unexplainable. And there's and we put on the website, for one, all these products are all natural. We're not doing anything that's not natural.
Okay.
But if you look on the website, it tells you all kinds of different information about these three additives. That's just incredible. And we backed it up. We put our money where the mouth is, and we put a science page on there and listed all kinds of things from American medicine. These things have been, all these ingredients or additives, what have you, have been around for a very, very long time. So there's all kinds of tests, all kinds of stuff out there. And we picked some of the ones we liked. And of course, we couldn't stick them all up there. There's hundreds of thousands of them. But you'll see if you go to our science page, you're able to see multiple different tests and the results and everything there. It's incredible. It really is.
I love it. What's next? What's next on your agenda, since you are just flying? I mean, you're so inspiring.
Yeah, I don't know that there's, I may have not said this. I'm 51. I've never been married before. I wrote my love story, Inside Prison, came out. I'm now married. The twins, I have identical twin boys. They're 13
years old. Wait, you're married?
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
and twins.
And yeah, the twins are actually 14 weeks old today at about
4 hours
ago. Yeah, so they're Tristan and Trevor. Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. So next, I'm going to write the next, get the next books out. Sniff came out, like I said, a couple of days ago. People are going pretty crazy about it. The first book in the next series releases March 1st. So I'm doing two series at the same time. There's a Hollywood movie deal being talked about now. So we're busy. That's for sure. We're busy.
Good stuff. I love this.
Couldn't be happier. I seen this all years ago, and I made this plan. I actually knew that I would be right here, right now, doing what I'm doing.
Wow.
So it just goes to show you, if you have a plan.
For some of our listeners, you go off of D.C., but you are Gregory C. Brown, correct?
Yes.
And
Gregory Brown is, there's another author out there that's written a bunch of books, Gregory Brown, with just my luck. So I had to change it and just use my initials to go with G.C. Brown.
There you go. I like it. So let me ask you, let's just leave it with this. You know, my show is all about the brighter side of life and business. And you have had quite a journey. What would you, give us a couple tips that made you really live your best life?
It's perseverance. And I keep a phrase, especially while inside, I kept a phrase close to me, this too shall pass. So I just didn't let anybody get me down. I didn't let life get me down. I was stuck in prison for something I didn't do for a very long time. Just decided to work on myself, be the best human being that I could possibly be. And then I said that in federal prison, there's only one thing you're allowed to do. I went to my case manager, what can I do to make money for business, anything? I said, you can write a book. That turned into me saying that I was going to top this bestseller list. And my first book out looks like it's going to do that. So it's just perseverance, have a plan, and remember, I guess my biggest thing is what your mouth says, your brain is going to work to make right. So whatever comes out of your mouth, you're speaking into existence. I'm a firm believer in that. You can say good, you can say bad, you can say negative, you can say positive. Whatever comes out of that mouth, your brain and your circle is going to make work to make right. So you just have to decide what you want to be, who you want to be, and just do it.
That's huge. That's huge. It's like I always say it's a silent prayer.
Yes.
You know, the universe is listening, and you have to be very careful what you say and what you wish for, right?
Yeah. A lot of people, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. I want to be this, want to be this. And then they wake up and, man, today's such a terrible day. You can't do that. You got to pick one or the other. If you wake up saying today's terrible, today's going to be terrible.
Oh, God. I mean, that's a huge message. And is that how you start your day every day? Just going, this is another great day.
I do, actually. It's funny that I lay down at night and I said, man, what can I do to be better tomorrow? And when I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing I repeat to myself. What did I decide the night before? And let's go get it. The kids leave the school. She has a 6-year-old and 3-year-old who are a big part of my life now. The 6-year-old, he leaves the school on high fives. Let's get in the clouds. Let's be the best we can be today. So we leave.
I love it.
Family hug at the door, and I drop him off at school.
There you go. Gregory C. Brown, thank you so much for being another guest here this week on us, and good luck. I can't wait to try your I love that. Anyways, please share our show with us, with everyone, and download our podcast, and I can't wait to try it.
Thank you so much, and be sure to let everybody know, check out the website too, gcbrownbooks.com. The books are there
you go.
And you can get to the coffee from there too.
Sounds good. All right, have a great rest of your day. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Great day now.
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature 3-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner, event, or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi, parking, and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on
KVTA. Welcome back to our listeners. And of course, my next guest is Blanca Gonzalez. She's the first Latina of general manager and senior vice president of WSS. And some people are going, what is WSS? It's a leading national retail brand in sneakers. I'm excited. Maybe I need one of these. I need a pair of these. Footwear and apparel, and however its roots began in the same way many startup businesses across the United States start. And we're going to hear her story. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Blanca, welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kim. It's an honor to be with all of you here today. So I can't wait. And yes, you definitely need some sneakers, okay?
I think so. So tell us, first of all, a little bit about how you got started in retail and when and where, and did you, where did you begin?
You know, I always like to say I started young at the age of 5. I love making Barbie clothes. My mom was a seamstress. You know, I've always loved product, did a lot of, you know, different work in the retail industry and, you know, retail stores. And then I had a breakthrough. I got hired at Nike and spent over, you know, almost 20 years at Nike and did just incredible work there with the organization, you know, from product merchandising to general management. And then I also had an honor to work in Nike, the Mexico, spent 4 years in Mexico, which I felt like I perfected my Spanish there, spent time in Portland in their headquarters. And then when I moved as a GM here for Nike, WSS was my account for many years, but not only was my account, I was that little girl in LA that shopped at WSS. And now to lead the company forward is just a true humbling, you know, full circle for me. It's such an honor to be leading this organization right now.
Isn't that, I love when it's a full circle. And, you know, you mentioned something really important. I'm also a business coach as well as a radio host because I see so many people. The only thing that we have is time. And so the earlier you start, you know, is knowing your dream, it kind of starts unwinding and it starts finding it's like where you're supposed to be, you know. So I love your story, first of all. And so after a long career at Nike, what was it like to be appointed to the GM and SVP of WSS? Talk to us.
Yeah, like I said, it's a definite honor because, you know, WSS is so important, you know, started in LA, you know, and, you know, started the humble beginnings, like you said, and, you know, we started in the swap meets, you know, and build, you know, doors here in Southern California and then expanded, you know, to Texas, to Nevada, you know, to Arizona, now all the way even to Florida. And just to be able to stay committed to serving communities is so important to me. You know, that's always been at the heart of what everything I do. And to be able to do that now at WSS and continue to grow and be able to support communities across the different markets, you know, providing the best brands, the best access, the best deals. We know our families, you know, need to stretch their dollar and be able to provide them, you know, great product at a great price is very important. And then also the community angle, you know, we try to do a lot of good activations, create access to sport with these communities. We try to celebrate with these communities through our, you know, nonprofit organization, WSS Care. So we're just, you know, we want to be able to be in our communities and not only just a retailer, but also be part of their families as well.
I love it. And talk about celebrating. I know that you're introducing some promotions, but mostly the 40th anniversary, correct?
Yes. I mean, it's incredible. We kicked it off in September, our 40th anniversary. It's going to be a whole year of celebration. So get ready. There's always going to be some great things happening every month. Right now, we have some great collaborations with Pro Club, which is one of our, you know, main retailers in apparel. And they also started in the swap meets. They did an incredible collaboration with us. It's doing incredible. We also did some great things with, talk about sneakers with Adidas. We did a campus for our 40th anniversary. The campus right now is the hottest sneaker for, you know, all the youth. So, you know, it's exciting to do that with Adidas, you know, and Dickies. And then, you know, for us too, celebrating important cultural moments for our communities. We're celebrating Dia de los Muertos very soon. And we have great collaborations from Adidas and Puma as well. And then, you know, like we said, not only these great collaborations and these brands, but also being able to provide great, you know, best values always for our communities. So it's a range of things. Hopefully people can come and visit in our LA locations. I think our biggest footprints are here in Los Angeles.
How do our listeners find out more about this? What is your most comfortable? I love like a wedge, tennis shoe, something that's most comfy. What would you recommend?
You know, my favorite go-to, I did 20 years at Nike, so I'm about to give Nike a shout out, is
the Air. Oh, okay. I like that.
The Air platform is, I'd say, the most comfy. It's like you're walking in clouds, right? So
really,
Nike Air is, you know, and there's different models with Nike Air, you know, from the Air Force One to the Air Max 270. You know, there's a lot. That's one of, you know, Nike's unique technology, but Air is, I say, one of the most comfy technologies out there for sneakers.
It's funny because you don't think that shoes or tennis or, you know, athletic shoes are so important, but on an
honestly, they're your go-to. They're your go-to. And I find them, you know, like people are wearing them with nice clothes and you still have your tennies on. So I love this. Where can our listeners go and get more information?
You know, definitely in our, you know, our web page, shopwss.com. There's a lot of great information there. You can also shop there. We also have, you know, Instagram handle shopwss, where it's a lot of the great content and everything that we're doing, you know, in the communities that we serve. So just those are the two great places you can get more information on our stores, but also visit our stores, right?
Absolutely. Right. Definitely. All right. Well, again, now I'm excited. I definitely need to get those tennis shoes that you said, because you made it sound like they are very comfortable. And I'm sure all of your stuff, you probably learn about each different, you know, maker. And I'm excited to share that with everybody. Again, congratulations on your success. And I appreciate you being here. And please connect with me on social and download our podcast after it airs here on radio. And I look forward to having you back again.
Of course, Kim, it's an honor to be here today. And like I said, you know, come to, you know, WSS, and we have great holiday deals coming up too, and continue to celebrate the 40th with us. So thank you, Kim. It's such an honor.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Before anything else, preparation is the key, success, the key to life. And I'm sending you all great wishes. Thank you from the Kim Pagano Show.